response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's not as if I get paid to talk on the radio or anything, right? I have a little fun with the bumper music. I have one listener out there. Whenever I play Michael Stanley Band, he always reaches out on Twitter. So I hope he's listening today because I'm playing My Town by the Michael Stanley Band. They're very popular here in St. Louis. And we were going to talk about the Old Glory Amphitheater. They played the Old Glory Amphitheater. I know that because I was backstage with Michael Stanley and the band one night out there. And nice. I love those guys. They were so good, really. Where did Sue go, by the way? She just ditched out of the studio.
She
doesn't want to talk to her father-in-law.
She's coming right back.
Mayor Mike from Grafton, Illinois is on the line. Sue found out it was you, and she just dashed out of the studio, Mike. I don't know what that really tells you about your relationship with her, but she said she didn't want to talk to you today. So there.
I'll bless her little heart. I'll talk to her later.
I'm sorry, I forgot to do something.
She had to do something in a studio. She's back in here now. Mayor Mike Morrow, how are you?
Hi, Sue. I'm doing great. I'm standing out here at the National Memorial Military Ascent. We just finished practicing my speech. We've got 500 chairs that I'm looking at that are a big stage, tents, just a beehive of activity. American flags everywhere, and it's just enough to make your heart sing.
Speech is going to run 2-3 hours. What are you thinking?
I thought about a half a day. No, speeches will be finished. We've got mine will run about maybe 15 minutes, and General Helwig's, he'll run about 15 minutes, and Warren Goel, our Native American chaplain, he'll run about between 8 to 10, and, you know, because he's going to be talking about the Native American presence in here and why we're, you know, using the color guard from the Ojibwe tribe in Minnesota.
Well, let's kind of go back here. You know how excited I've been about this project, not only because you do have a relation to Sue, but because I just think it's so cool. I've been talking about this for years. Let's go back to the idea that you had when you were in Normandy.
Yep. History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Well, in Normandy, I didn't have the idea. We came back from the 75th. We were at the 70th and 75th. And in 2019, we just got back, and we were driving down a river road, and my wife, Lynn, we passed the site where this is now at the cliffs, and she pointed and said, "Oh, look, Point du Hoc." And I looked and said, "Wow, it sure resembles it, doesn't it?" And I put that in the back of my mind subconsciously, and then when I ran for mayor and got elected in 21, one of the things I ran on was looking for ways to support our veterans and to honor them. And so we established a commission, and as you know, we worked through all of this to get this going, and it took about 3 years from start to finish, but here we are today.
Yeah, and describe what people are going to see when they visit this, because it's really a unique memorial. I don't know that there's anything like it in this country. I think it should be a national attraction. I think you know that as well.
Yes. This is the National Memorial Military Ascent. That's why we called it that. And there is no other project like this in the world. And our foundry in North Carolina, the Seagrove, the North Carolina Bronze, they're the ones that did all the research, and they called us, and they said, "We want in." And so they gave us an entire year of their floor plan or their floor time. And I'm standing right here looking up at these gorgeous statues that they created. And when the people come out tomorrow to get up here as close as I am right now, I can guarantee you there won't be a dry eye in the house.
Can you describe how, because I know we had you on when you were talking about how those, you know, statues were made.
Yeah. In 2024, and in June on D-Day, the foundry came out. We had the 2nd Ranger Infantry Battalion of St. Louis reenactors come out. They have all of the World War II gear for the Rangers and Point du Hoc and the ladders and everything. And what we did was we live scanned 12 models, young men that were between the age of, like, you know, 18, 19, all the way up to like 25. And two of those men were active duty U.S. Army Rangers from the 75th Ranger Detachment out in Tacoma, Washington, that took it on their own time on vacation to fly out here and to be a part of this. So the falling man, as a matter of fact, is one of them. So what we did was we had everybody in the visitor center. They set up all their computers and everything. And each individual was dressed in a period uniform. John Petrozinski, my command sergeant major top, made sure everything was perfect. And what they did then was they scanned each model with a digital handheld device. And you could watch it on the computer being modeled and formed, rotating in 3D as they built it. Each one took about 3 hours. And then they took all of that information back to North Carolina. They ran it through all their computers and engineering stuff for about 3, 4, 5 months, sent that out to Portland, Oregon, where it went through a 3D printer, and they started shipping sections back to the foundry, where they then went ahead and started welding those together and then making the bronze casting sections and so forth. And we had to get another company in Detroit because the people out in Tacoma didn't have the capacity. So we pulled in another one in Detroit, north of Detroit. So we had two companies going full time because the schedule is what I held everybody to fight. I said, ladies and gentlemen, 6 June 2026 is D-Day. It's on a Saturday. Everybody can make it. That is the D-Day. That's our dedication date. And we did that 3 years early, and we held everybody, and we've made it.
That's incredible. How was this all paid for?
This was all paid for by private donations and funding. We've had one donation of $50,000 from the Jersey County Board, and everything else has been private funding. And we had a transformational gift of $2.5 million, which we'll talk about tomorrow, from Jane and John Simmons. And then, of course, we had we collected about $3.5 million. So
nice.
We had a lot of people stepping up with $100,000 donations. We've had people stepping up with $50,000 pledges and so forth. And I had one lady at the Hayner Library. She came up to us when Warren Goel and I were talking afterwards, and she opened her little coin purse and she said, "This is all I have. I want to give it to the veterans, and I want this memorial to be built." And it was a $5 bill. We treated that person the same as if it was a $5 million donation.
That's amazing.
I mean, she got a letter, everything. We're getting all of these people to step up. I mean, if it's not just the fact that Crossroads Printing, for example, in Chicago, they came down. Elmer Rhodes is a veteran, and he came down and said, "I want to do all your printing." So he printed all the programs, 500 for the morning, 500 for the evening, all the signs at the loading dock, the big banners and so forth. All of that printing was donated. Our designer, she came in and said, "Here's my bill for the design," and we choked, and she says, "I'm donating it."
Oh,
Sherry Hickman with Creative Designs.
That's very cool.
We've had, during the construction, we were out here in the rain on that one Saturday mounting the statues, and these two high steel workers from Tarleton Corporation, Andrew and Bobby, these guys are probably about late 20s, early 30s, and is raining, and they came over in the mud, and I'm thinking, here we go. They're going to say they got a, you know, Saturday. We were going to be working on Sunday. And they said, "To be honest with you, if this were any other project, we wouldn't be here right now. But we're here. We want to see this done. Let's go get it done."
That's incredible.
I had people showing up on the site when these were going on the cliff. For example, Gen Mechanical. They came out with four of their people. We had Ethan and his crew come out. He said, "Look, I know we're not part of the project. Anything you need to do today, we'll do it," because it was a weekend. They worked all weekend, no pay, and those guys became an integral part of us getting up the project.
Hey,
and
Mike,
if you heard that horn, that's people going by honking.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's good. I love
that's
it.
Awesome. Talk about who's going to be there tomorrow. I know you've got a couple of special guests who will be there who are vets at World War II.
First off, my guest speaker, I'll be the main speaker, but the guest speaker is going to be Lieutenant General Helwig, who is the Deputy Commander Army for Transcom at Scott Air Force Base. Then we've got two 102-year-old veterans, one coming from Kansas City who was in the Battle of the Bulge, and I talked to him about 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
He was in Grafton with his daughter or granddaughter. And we were chatting, and he says, "You know, I still got my shoulder." I says, "Well, you got some shrapnel?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "I got that at the Battle of the Bulge," and this. So he's a Purple Heart veteran.
Unbelievable.
And he was standing in line waiting for coffee. So I said, "Give this man some coffee."
No kidding.
Then we have 102-year-old veteran Art Williams from Godfrey. He'll be out here. Bill Moyer is going to retired command sergeant major is going to bring him out. And then we've got people coming in. We just had people coming in from California today. We had people coming in from San Diego. All over the country that are just showing up. This will be live streamed tomorrow, too. So if the people can't make it here, go to our website, graftonmemorial.org. And then just scroll down. There's a big button there that says join us. Click it, and it's live, and you can watch it on your computer or on your handheld or whatever.
I got it pulled up on my iPad right now. I was going to mention that because you can't miss it. It says, please join us, a special live stream. Click here to view tomorrow morning. It'll be up there. That is awesome that you're doing that. I'm excited for you. I can't believe it's finally here. Can you? I mean, all this work finally culminating in this dedication, Mayor Mike.
Well, It's this dedication is going to be fantastic, and I can believe it because we've worked it for about the last 3 weeks straight. But I just want my hats off to the Tarleton, my hats off to all of the partners and everyone that have made this possible, and they just continue to work. We were placing the final stones yesterday.
Wow.
Cleaned up this morning, and now I'm looking out at the chairs.
That's cool.
Now, this is the first phase. Do you need more money for the next phase?
Oh, absolutely. This is we got stuff. This is phase one, which is the statues and the area down below, the driveways and all that. And we have to finish up a lot of that after the memorial. But phase two, we're going to be actively fundraising right now for it. You'll have signed. We've got a 1968 strategic assault boat that was built right here in Grafton, Illinois, that served in Vietnam, came back. They built 22 of those here. And this is only one of three survivors left in the world. And the first one is in the SEAL Team Museum in California. The second one's in the Transportation Museum in Wyoming. And the third one is right here back home in Grafton.
Incredible. Well, you should be very proud of yourself. And I know you're excited. I mean, I'm literally getting chills when I hear you talking about some of this because it is very inspirational to me. I've talked about this in the last couple of years. I rewatched last year Band of Brothers, I think, for the third time. And I was talking about this with some friends last night. Just blows me away the sacrifices that these guys, and you know, I haven't seen Pressure. Have you seen it yet? The one with Brendan Fraser that's now out?
I told my wife, as soon as this is done, we'll go.
Yeah.
She's been I said, hold on, honey. I'm a little busy. But yes, we're going to see it.
So Mayor Mike, my 11-year-old daughter actually says to me in the car that I want to see that D-Day movie. I'm like, I'm going to take you if you want to see that D-Day movie. So I was very impressed. Teach these kids about history. Thank you. Have fun tomorrow. We'll watch it on the live stream. I appreciate
it.
All right,
thank
take care. Mark. We'll see you. That's awesome, Sue. It's really, I'm so glad that you made that connection for us. But you know how excited I've been about this. And I just think it's incredible. And I wish the president was going to be there tomorrow.
I know. Because they invited him, I think.
He should know about it. I think, you would hope that the Illinois lawmakers and maybe even some folks in this region would have it on their radar as well. But it's very, very cool. We got audio cut of the day still to come here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.